Yukon NDP leader Kate White is being accused by Yukon party leader Curry Dixon of pulling a political stunt over Bill 309, an act to amend the Elections Act with respect to political contributions, at second reading in the Yukon Legislative Assembly. The proposed changes to the act would limit contributions to territorial political parties to individual Yukon residents, or those who ordinarily live in the Yukon, and cap contributions at $1,500 per year. But instead of MLAs debating the amendments she pitched at second reading, White adjourned the debate, stalling her own private member's bill on Opposition Wednesday, which takes place every second Wednesday the legislature sits. That's when the opposition parties get to bring forward business. When speaking to reporters in the lobby of the legislature on March 19, ahead of the adjournment, Dixon indicated he knew that White was prepared to adjourn the debate, yet he struggled to make sense of the NDP leader's move given the opposition's finite opportunities to set the agenda. "I'm not sure what they would achieve other than losing their slots," he said. Dixon has no problem having a conversation about amending the law but doesn't think the NDP got it right. "I just don't think changes to the Elections Act should be made unilaterally by one party. They should be done through a multi-party forum, like the Members' Services Board, like a community structure," he said. "It was in our election platform in 2021 to bring about some reform of campaign and political financing. And I think that there's a reasonable conversation to have about that. But, you know, the way the NDP seemed to be doing it is to make a stunt of it." Ahead of the session on March 19, the Yukon NDP posted an Instagram reel promoting the bill White tabled in the legislature. "You can be a big mining company. You can be a big outfitting company. You can be a numbered company. You could live in Switzerland," White said, adding she wants to take that money out of Yukon politics. When speaking with reporters in the atrium of the legislative building ahead of the second reading on March 19, White cited a drafting error in the bill for her reason for adjourning the upcoming debate. "There's a very small thing, but it's enough that I didn't want to amend it on the floor," she said. "Am I serious about amending legislation for political contributions? Yeah, absolutely, I am." White pointed to a $10,000 contribution from Victoria Gold Corp. to the Yukon Party in 2016. "That's a political party that continues to accept donations from corporations and mining companies and numbered companies and outside donors," she said. "I don't think that's fair. I think that Yukoners should be the ones that influence Yukon political parties. I don't think that big money should be part of that." White suggested the Yukon Party has unilaterally amended legislation before. In an email rebuttal, the Yukon Party noted all three territorial leaders commented in a joint press release on October 29, 2015, regarding proposed changes to the Elections Act at the time. For example, those changes enabled the creation of an independent elections office. During the time the Yukon Party was in government, all bills amending the Elections Act went through a Members' Services Board process first, Press Secretary Tim Kuchurik said by email. The most recent time a Yukon Party government made changes to the Elections Act, not only did Members' Services Board go through the draft bill and approve it, but all three party leaders endorsed it in a press release. Premier Ranj Pillai wasn't made available to reporters that afternoon while MLAs debated two Yukon party motions on doctors, both of which passed. Laura Seeley in Cabinet Communications said by text that their side had no comment other than that they don't believe White pulled a political stunt. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.